This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got over, what you got into over the weekend. Justine is from Lynn. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. You got a new bed.
Ooh.
I did. My husband and I have been together. It'll be 15 years in November, and we finally moved from a queen-size bed to a king-size mattress. And, oh, my God, it was the best night's sleep of my life.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Does it feel like you guys are sleeping in different zip codes now if you're on other ends of the bed?
Literally, we have a 60-pound pit bull at home, and this morning my husband was like, I still have 6 inches of bed left. It's amazing.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
We also have a 20-month-old toddler, and we took her to Costco yesterday, so that good night's sleep really came in handy.
Well, I love how hard you're adulting.
Yes. Costco and a new bed. Look at you.
We are grown-ups. We are thriving.
Different things excite you as you get into your 30s.
And a mattress is absolutely one of them.
Thank you, Justine. Have a great week. Jackie is from Gardner. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, guys.
Producer Dan, pay attention to this one.
I'm listening.
I got a kitten this weekend. My fiance and I adopted a 6-month-old kitten, and we have a 10-month-old kitten at home because our dog passed away on Christmas Eve this year.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. So our cat, Cheez-It, was a little lonely, so we thought it was time to bring another cat into the house for her to have a little playmate.
What is Cheez-It's new friend's name?
Cheddar.
Oh my God, this is amazing. I love it.
He was given the name Cheddar, and we just couldn't change it with Cheez-It.
I was going to say, are all of your pets cheese-related names?
No, they're not.
But they should be.
I know.
This is Brie and Kem and Bear.
I have a bearded dragon named Gouda.
I get it.
Where did you adopt the cat from?
Ahimsa Animal Shelter in Winchendon.
Did you write that one down, Dan?
I did not.
I'll get it for you later.
You're not helping.
All right. Thank you, Jackie. Camila from Winchester. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Also went to Charleston this weekend.
No way.
Yes. We met you on the plane. I was with that group where my friend yelled, it's Kennedy, to the whole plane.
Yep. How are you guys? Did everybody get home safely?
Yes, and everyone was rushing home to watch the Patriots game.
Yes, I think that was the vibe as getting off the plane.
And what were you doing down in Charleston for the weekend?
So I'm turning 50 at the end of January. So a group of my friends said, let's go somewhere sunny and warm and just have a wonderful weekend. And so it was so nice to actually just be out there. We play pickleball a lot. And so we played pickleball every day and just walked around all of Charleston. And then, you know, it was kind of a little bit sad to be like, okay, let's go back to reality. And then when we saw Kennedy, it just was the perfect capstone to the weekend.
Yeah. Could you run us through your interaction with Kennedy on the plane?
Yes. Yeah, so three of us had gotten on the plane, and my friend was last to get on. And she was kind of stressed out because it was a full flight. She was worried about her bag getting on. And so she gets in, and she's in the row in front of me, and two rows behind me is a family friend she bumped into at the airport that was also on the flight. And so she turned around to, like, say hi to her friend. And as she's about to say hi to her friend, she looks over, and sitting right next to her friend, her family friend, is Kennedy. And she just shouts out, it's Kennedy! And we all look at her like, is that your friend's daughter? Like, you know, like, it's just out of context. And I looked at her like, what are you doing? Because she's actually, you know,
she stood up. Turned around
on the plane,
and then two rows of people turn up stand up and turn around.
And then we're like, what are you talking about? She's like, Mix 104.1 Kennedy. And then I get up, of course. I'm so excited. I turn around and look, and I'm like, oh! I'm like, I can't beat you. I didn't, this just burst out of my mouth. I'm like, I can't beat you, Kennedy. I was so embarrassed, but then I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe it's her.
So when the fight finally landed, because they were, so while this is all happening while people are, you know, getting on boarding and, you know, all of that. And then, you know, they were like, well, we have to get a picture before you leave. And I was like, sure, no problem, of course. So we're getting, you know, the plane lands, we're getting off. And the gal I was sitting next to, who's the family friend of the other gal up there, was like, you're going to have to take that picture. And I'm like, I'd love to take that picture. It's fine. So I get off in there waiting. Like, let's get into it. Yeah. Let's go. Let's take that picture. So make sure you post it. Make sure you post it and tag me, okay?
Okay, definitely.
It was so lovely to meet you all. Thank you so much.
It was so great to meet you. All right.
Bye. All right.
Have a good morning.
All right. Bye. Shout out to all the pickleball players in Winchester this morning.
Just a big weekend in Charleston, South Carolina.
It really was. It was a time.
Producer Dan, how about you?
My weekend was kind of low-key. My mother was with us all week last week, so I dropped her off at the airport at 4:30 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yes.
Every boy's dream.
How you feeling?
I love waking up at 4 on my weekend off.
Is it nice to have your house back?
Honestly, when she's up here, she works 12 hours a day, so it's like she's not even there.
But. I had to get up at 5 on Saturday, drop Barrett off at school for his wrestling match. I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
But I pulled a super rookie mistake, and I had no toll roads on my ways.
Oh.
And going to the airport.
Right.
So it diverted me away from the tunnel.
Yeah.
And at 4:30 in the morning, my brain was like, there must be an accident. It must be shut down.
Right.
Something's going on.
Next
Maybe they're doing construction.
Driving to Eastie.
And I'm going through like Chelsea and Charlestown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to wait 10 minutes for a barge. And I'm like, she's going to miss her flight. Why didn't I just go through the tunnel? I've done this. I'm from here. And then it was just all football all the time.
Yes.
Go Pats.
That is it. A lot of football yesterday. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.